this Auburn quarterback situation is pretty crazy.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get it started, get this week kicked off. Happy Monday. Happy still portal season. Still portal season for several more weeks. Auburn feels like they kind of got their quarterback situation headed in the right direction with the addition of Jackson Arnold, and then it takes a really unexpected turn. You know, what are they going to do now? We're going to talk about everything that surrounds that. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. You got two coupon codes, okay? Got to remember these. TNR Casino gives you a 300% bonus, deposit bonus in the casino. So whatever you give them, multiply it by three, take it to the casino. Then you have next round is just a 50% deposit bonus. We got deposit bonuses coming out of our ears. So get those, get your free play, go win big. All the sports betting lines you can imagine, all the casino games you can imagine. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, mybookie.ag. So unless you're sleeping under a rock this weekend, you knew that Auburn landed, at least as of now, their top quarterback target, Jackson Arnold, in the portal on Saturday morning. A lot of positive momentum. Everything seems to be moving in the right direction. Everything seems to be making sense. Now the plan is, hey, you just kind of get, you can either wait a little bit and try to hit, see if anybody from one of the playoff teams enters the portal, one of the bigger name guys, and see if that's somebody you want to go get. Maybe there could be another unicorn pop in the portal that you could possibly get. Or if none of that happens, you just go get a guy who doesn't mind being a backup. You got your four quarterbacks. You're ready to roll. No harm, no foul. You feel good about it. And then within a few hours after Jackson Arnold announced, Walker White announces, to the shock of everybody, that he's going into the portal. I joked about it on the show last night, but it was such a big shock that, you know, Auburn had put out a graphic a few hours after, or maybe not even a few hours, shortly after Jackson Arnold committed, Jackson Arnold signed, that was a picture of him, Deuce, and Walker with their high school rankings, you know, saying basically this is the highest ranked, highest rated quarterback class that maybe Auburn's ever had, or just accentuating how highly rated all three of these guys were coming out of high school. So they did that. They did that graphic, and then Walker announced he was going to go into the portal shortly thereafter. So obviously that's a bit of a shock if you got graphics going up about a guy and he's going into the portal shortly after you release him. So it kind of puts Auburn in a bind. I mean, it's not hard to find a portal guy that either A, doesn't mind competing, maybe is a little bit a step below your top guy that you add, or it's not hard to find a guy who is going to come in and is going to be the legitimate number one starter. Those two things are not that hard. Finding the third guy, or finding that second portal guy, which now you kind of have to bring in, is what gets tough. Like the problem is, everybody's Jackson and Deuce are sort of close in age, so if you want to bring in a guy below them, he knows that Jackson has 2 years and at least 2 years, and I'm sorry, at most 2 years, and Deuce is right behind him. So how do you bring in, like, that guy's going to be tough to bring in. You bring in a senior, hey, I've only got 1 year to play. What do I do? Like, what are the odds I'll actually get to play? Like, that's just the first guy that you bring in. Now you got to bring in two. It becomes really, really tricky. Now, Auburn obviously has a really good relationship with, it seems like they're building a relationship with Ashton Daniels, who seems okay. He's going to graduate from Stanford, I believe, and finish out his last year, hopefully, at Auburn. We'll see how that plays out. I mean, obviously these things change on the daily. But I think from what I understand, he may not be here until May when he graduates, May or June. So then you're stuck with two scholarship quarterbacks for spring. And I think that's just not really ideal. It's just a very, very tricky situation. I don't even really know what route you go at this point in time. Maybe you have to look in the JUCO ranks. You know, those guys, a lot of those guys right now, especially with the transfer portal, the JUCO recruiting is just not something that is as highly sought after as it was back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, because now you got the portal. You got film on them. You can get film on players for the most part, playing D1 college football, not JUCO, and then trying to project them into college football. So, but maybe you have to go the JUCO rank. Maybe you have to go D2. Maybe you have to go get one of these very small schools and see if one of those guys might want to come to the SEC and compete. It just makes the pathway to filling out this quarterback room very, very tricky, very, very treacherous. Because, again, you just can't roll. I feel like it's just dangerous to roll into the season with just three quarterbacks. You need four, because it's just injuries, all kind of stuff can happen. It just makes it really, really tough. Should that be the case that you only have three? The Walker thing, the only thing, if you just look at it on a depth chart basis, and let's say Jackson's here 2 years, okay, that means Walker would not be starting until his fourth year in college. So I totally understand sitting two more years. That may be something that is not ideal. I really do. I get it. But on the flip side, the timing is really strange. The timing is strange because you waited until he signed, but you had to know that they were going to bring in a guy like this the entire time. And you can't just assume that the guy they're going to bring in is going to be guaranteed to be a one-year player. I mean, this year's important. Like, you got to find the best guy to the best fit. It doesn't matter how old they are right now. And you got a little bit of separation. Like, well, who's to say Jackson Arnold doesn't go off? I mean, he's going to be in his third year. He'll be draft eligible. Now, it would take a heroic year. The timing of it was just weird to me. It was almost like it was a surprise that we took a portal quarterback. I mean, if you don't take Jackson Arnold, what do you do, Walker? What do? You and Deuce roll into the season together, and that's it. I'm also kind of bummed just because of how similar the players that Jackson and Walker are. Just imagine, like, you kind of have two carbon copies. Now Walker's a little bit bigger, but they do a lot of the same things. You don't really have to change really the quarterback room in general, all the way down to Deuce. Now Deuce is a little bit the higher ceiling of all, you know, of all three of them, but really, like, you can do a lot of the same things between all three of them. It's not like you got one style for one guy. You know, to me, going from Peyton to Hank, that was a big difference, because Peyton was a lot more mobile than Hank was. Hank maybe got the ball out a little bit quicker than Peyton. So, like, in other words, there were two totally different guys, whereas these guys were so similar, it just seemed natural. Like, that they kind of fit, play behind each other. So, I don't know. It's kind of a weird – Auburn's in a weird predicament now, and they got to get two more quarterbacks, and I don't know where they come from. I really have no idea. I mean, one will definitely come from the portal. The second guy, I have no idea where he'll come from. and no idea what caliber, what to expect. You hate to bring in a guy that you don't expect to be a player and then have to bring in two of those guys. Like, you almost wish you could find a guy in between Deuce and Jackson that you could maybe see being a starter one day if he hangs out and works hard. But that's going to be – kids just don't want to do that anymore. So, which is pretty much going to lead me to my next point. We're going to jump into that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Look, go to retirementresults.com/plan. Does not matter what type of retirement savings, doesn't matter what you have going on. Ford can look at it for you absolutely free. It's a $1,500 value. He'll make sure you're not paying crazy fees. Make sure you're taking advantage of the products that you need to be taking advantage of, that your strategy makes sense, and that you're stretching that dollar you've worked so hard for as far as it possibly can go. So you'll make a great friend at the same time. Tell them War Eagle. Tell them we sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. I just don't know that there's a value anymore in killing yourself over high school football recruiting anymore. I really don't. I get it every now and then. If there's a no doubter, like a Deuce Knight that you have a connection with, maybe once every other year or something like that. But what's the point anymore? What's the point? What's the point of killing yourself year after year trying to get a high school quarterback when odds are probably over a case of 4 years, two out of the four will probably never even play for you. Maybe never make it past their freshman or sophomore year. I just don't know what the point of it is anymore. You got half of the top 20 in the college football rankings have portal quarterbacks, their starting quarterbacks came out of the portal. The number one team in the country, starting quarterback came out of the portal, has for the last 3 years. Their last two starters have been out of the portal, maybe further than that, but that's as far as I went. Five or six teams out of the playoffs have quarterbacks that come out of the portal. I just don't know how realistic it is, especially for a team like Auburn, to think that you're just going to be able to stack quarterbacks year after year after year. And I don't even know how much it makes sense financially to stack quarterbacks year after year after year out of the high school ranks when, you know, I mean, I guess I understand from their point of view, but kids don't want to sit. They just don't. And then if you were to, by chance, to get a kid like a Nico from Tennessee. Well, not even, he didn't even start as a true freshman. Like, how many guys started as a true freshman? But like a sophomore quarterback. Like, if you get a sophomore quarterback, your freshman's going to, a sophomore guy that's going to be established, the freshman's going to leave. You know, or you're, the year after, the freshman's not going to wait 2 years for the sophomore to get to where he graduates. So it's hard to keep him. And then you have to pay him more just to keep him. I just don't know how much sense it makes. I really don't. Like, do you continue to is there any reason for Auburn to really have to spend a lot of effort on trying to find a 2026 high school, highly ranked 2026 high school quarterback? I don't know. What are the odds that kid will ever play? I mean, if things work out like you think it will, Jackson Arnold plays this year, or, you know, whoever wins the battle this year, probably Jackson Arnold. They go into next year. Deuce has got 1 year under his belt. They have a competition. And you see what happens. Maybe Deuce wins. Maybe he doesn't. But then you only got one more year, and then Deuce is the guy. Well, the guy right behind him is just – the guy in the 2026 class is just sitting there waiting as well. So what's the point? He's not going to stay. So, like, the whole management of quarterbacks in high school, is just wild. It's becoming crazy. Like, I don't know what you expect when you go to a major college when you think you're going to play. Like, I understand you can point to a handful of guys that are, you know, maybe freshmen that are having success. I know you can go to like a, you know, Marcel Reed or something like that and show that he's had success, or you can go, but those are like, a lot of times those are just situational things that just happen. Like, they didn't plan for Connor Wiegman to lose his mind and Marcel Reed take over. They planned for Connor Wiegman to be the guy, and he still got time left. So, like, what would have happened to Marcel Reed if Connor Wiegman would not have, you know, melted seemingly into a puddle this year? It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. Like, I don't know that anyone's really figured out the best strategy yet, because I don't think the strategy is anymore. I don't think you waste your resources trying to bring in the number one best quarterback you can possibly bring in every single year. It seems like a complete waste of time and effort. And for kids that are coming into a recruiting class, you know, I want to know who my quarterback is. You're not even going to play with that guy. So you got to figure out the messaging there as well, because it doesn't make sense for them to want to have a high school quarterback in their class every single time, because what are the odds they're going to play with him? Very slim. Very slim. It's just one of those weird things that you got to learn to navigate in the portal. I think these guys have this thing backwards. I think that I'm predicting something, and I could be wrong here, but I'm predicting something here that I think you're going to see eventually. I know if I was a dad and I had a son who was pretty highly rated, or at least borderline highly rated, you know, 4-star, maybe even a 5-star, looking around at where to go in college, I honestly think what I'd probably do is first look at the G5 route. I'd probably look at G5, find a really good situation where I can start immediately, like the very first day I go on campus, I'm the best player there. With a really fun, a really good quarterback-friendly offense, a really good up-and-coming offensive coordinator, play 1 year, light it up, and then go up as a sophomore. These guys are going in reverse. All these guys that are coming in and they're leaving to go elsewhere, after they come into a program as a, you know, 4 or 5-star, they're going down. That you can't. It's very rare that you're going to go with no college tape on the same level as you. It's very rare. I mean, Hank Brown. Now Hank's a different situation because he was going into his fourth year, and Jackson and him are basically in the same Jackson and he were in the same class. Even though Hank left prior, it would have made more sense because they're in the exact same class. So you have the same amount of time. You have the same amount of time. Hank would have had one more year just because he redshirted and Jackson didn't. But Hank went to Iowa, which I know right now you'd probably say that's a lateral move, but it's not. I mean, it's a step down. Like these kids are going, these kids that are highly rated that come in, a lot of them are taking steps down. So why not go in reverse? Why not go ahead and get on the field? Because it's very rare that you're going to go to a Power 5 great top end school and start as a true freshman at quarterback. It's just not very, it just doesn't happen very often. Now, I'm not saying it never happens, but it doesn't happen very often. So what you're going to end up doing is you're going to have to either be patient, or you're probably going to have to take a step down. Like Walker White, where's Walker White going to go? I mean, Arkansas just took KJ Jefferson back. So if he goes back home, he's going to have to wait there, just like he would have had to wait at Auburn. I don't know where Walker White goes without taking a massive step down because he has no film whatsoever. I don't know where you go. That puts you in a I don't know where you go where you get on the field without taking a massive step down. Now, you can always go down and then maybe hit it big and then come back up. But why not start off down? I think that's what you're going to end up seeing. I really do. I think a lot of these 4-star guys, a lot of these smaller schools are going to start getting some of the best quarterbacks. If you're wise That's what you would do. If you have wise counsel, that's what you would do. You would take a little bit of a hit on NIL potential on the front end to get on the field and succeed right away, and then cash it big, because the portal is where you make your most money, it seems like. The portal is where people get desperate. The portal is where people overpay. And if you go have a stellar freshman season at like a Troy or a, I don't know, name it. Name a G5 school, that Memphis, somewhere like that, where you can probably still make some pretty good NIL, and then jump up after that. I think that's what we'll probably see. And to me, that makes the most sense based off of the decision-making that a lot of these kids and their counsel have right now. So Auburn's in a predicament. I'm anxious to see what happens. Ashton Daniels, I think, is maybe still on campus today. His visit ends today. So do you go ahead and get him in the boat, knowing that there's a chance he may not be here for spring? I don't know. Do you wait it out for the playoffs to get over to get your maybe get your fourth guy? That would be tough. It's going to be a tricky situation. We'll try to keep you updated on what goes on. You need to subscribe to thebarnauburn.com, and we'll definitely keep you posted there. Other than that, man, we'll be here all week updating this portal stuff. Auburn had a big haul over the weekend. I'm sure we'll talk about that. We talked about it a lot last night, talk about it even more in depth throughout the week. Hopefully we'll have some more pop here over the next several days and that we can talk about and get closer and closer to finishing off this 2025 roster. I think it's pretty good. It's on a good pathway right now. If you're just, again, you've landed some of the big pieces. You just got a couple more you need to hit to keep you ready to roll for 2025. So guys, thanks for listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.